Unit 6. Eating Habits.
Useful Expressions. A. Losing Weight. 1. I'm trying to lose weight.
2. I can't fit in my pants anymore.
3. He's lost 30 pounds.
4. She's overweight.
5. She's in good shape.
6. Do you know that 20% of American adults are overweight?
7. I'm so out of shape.
8. How do you keep fit?
9. I'm on a special diet.
10. What is the best weight loss program?
11. You need to reduce the amount of sugar in your diet.
12. I tend to eat a lot while watching TV.
13. I like to eat when I'm feeling depressed.
14. Don't eat out of boredom.
15. Your diet is not healthy.
16. You're eating too much fatty food.
17. Do you have low-fat yogurt?
18. I've quit eating red meat.
B. Organic foods.
1. She's a vegan.
2. Are these vegetables grown organically?
3. Do you have an organic food section?
4. Is there an organic food store nearby?
5. It's difficult to get organic products.
6. These foods contain a lot of protein.
7. Milk is high in calcium and good for your body.
8. Tofu is a major source of protein for vegetarians.
9. We eat too much refined food.
10. The raw living foods lifestyle has become a trend.
11. An organic food diet has proved beneficial to cancer patients.
12. Try to avoid eating saturated fats as much as you can.
13. There are a lot of advantages of eating organic food. Conversation. 1. I'm on a diet.
Gee, I'm so hungry.
It's only 10 o'clock. Did you have breakfast this morning?
No, I'm on a diet. My goal is to lose 15 pounds. I only had a meal replacement drink before I left for work.
I really don't think skipping meals is the way to go if you want to lose weight. Also, diet powder can't replace a real meal. A shake can't provide enough fiber and antioxidants that are found in fruit and vegetables.
So, you're saying that I should still have solid food for every meal? How am I going to lose weight if I don't eat less?
Your body will try to store more fat and calories than usual because skipping meals lowers your metabolism. You'll end up eating a lot more for lunch if you didn't have enough to eat in the morning. A meal replacement plan might help you lose some weight in a short period of time, but in the long run, you need to develop healthy eating habits in order to stay fit.
I'm always wondering how you can stay in such good shape. You don't go to the gym, and your diet is normal. What's your secret?
Well, a balanced diet is the key. I try to make sure I always have enough protein and vegetables and less fat and sugar for each meal. A proper portion is important, too. As my grandmother said, you should always leave the table feeling half full. It's much better to eat small, frequent meals than having one large meal.
All these rules sound very easy. I should give it a try. Thanks for the tips.
A. After 2 hours. Oh, Helen, I thought you'd take my advice seriously. But look at the food on your tray.
I did listen to you. Look, I've got protein from the hamburger and fiber from the salad. It looks quite balanced to me.
You should watch your intake of fat, sugar, and calories. Normally, we need 2,000 calories per day. Let's take a look at your food. A cheeseburger has about 400 calories. A large Coke has about 200 calories. Those large French fries are the worst. They add at least 500 calories to this meal.
So that's 1,100 calories already. That means I can only have 900 calories for dinner.
Wait, I haven't included the jelly donut and coffee with cream and sugar. Also, there's too much dressing on your salad. You should not only watch the number of calories, but also the amount of fat and sugar you have every day.
How can I do it?
Just remember to choose food that's high in fiber and low in sugar and fat. Instead of white bread, try to get whole wheat bread for your sandwiches. Avoid deep-fried food and sweets. You could replace donuts with veggie sticks or a piece of fruit if you have a craving for snacks. Also, use skimmed milk instead of cream in your coffee.
My father used to tell me, whatever tastes good is bad for your body. I should have listened to his words of wisdom.
2. Raw foods. A. The sound of the blender. Good morning, Aunt Lily. What are you making?
I'm making energy soup. Would you like some?
What's in it?
Bean sprouts, wheatgrass, carrots, baby greens, pumpkin seeds, avocado, kiwi, apple, and seaweed. It's really good for your body.
No thanks. I'll just have milk and cereal. By the way, why do you call it energy soup? It's just a bunch of fruit and vegetables. Isn't meat the best energy source?
That's a good question. In fact, legumes, such as peas, beans, and lentils, are high in protein. Also, dark leafy greens are the major protein source for many animals. According to many scientific researchers, commercial meat contains a lot of hormones and chemicals that are bad for us.
Wow! I didn't know that. I have another question. Wouldn't it taste better if you cooked it? Why do you have to eat it raw?
When we boil or fry vegetables, we actually lose most of the vitamins and nutrients that come from the food.
I see. What are the other advantages of having energy soup?
I have a book somewhere that can tell you all the benefits. Some of the major benefits of energy soup are that it can detoxify the body, improve our digestion, and boost our immune system.
If it's really that good, we should change the saying, an apple a day will keep the doctor away, to a bowl of energy soup a day will keep all illness away. All right, maybe I will have some of your energy soup. B. After drinking it.
So, what do you think?
Well, it's not as bad as I thought. Could you show me how to make it next time?
I'm glad you liked it. I'll write down the recipe for you later on. Just make sure you get all the ingredients from the organic food store.
What is organic food anyway? I often hear the name, but don't know what it exactly means.
It refers to food that is grown without using pesticides or fertilizers. It's chemical-free and safe to eat. I've been living strictly on organic food, and I haven't had a cold in 5 years.
Good for you. I'd like to eat like you, but I don't think I can quit meat. Also, it's difficult for me to practice it because I rarely have meals at home.
As long as you're aware of what you're choosing to eat, you can still have a healthier and more balanced diet. For example, try to eat free-range chicken and eggs. Avoid refined and processed food, and order food with less salt, sugar, and grease.
And always eat lots of fruit and vegetables.
Right! You are a fast learner.